Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host to 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're discussing the illusion of a balanced life. Now, we hear a lot about balance, work-life balance, finding a healthy balance between your activities and so on. But the ugly truth is, balance really doesn't exist. The very idea of work-life balance is idealistic. And even if you're not a working mom and the work piece of that equation doesn't apply to you, the idea of healthy balance of me time, family time, housework time, and running around and running errands time is also idealistic. Now, for the sake of this particular topic, though, let's continue from the point of view of a working mom, since many of us have something else going on work-wise, whether it's a full-time job, a part-time job, walking dogs, babysitting for other people, writing a blog, etc. And the fact is this, time on one thing means time away from another thing. So we must be able to live with whatever it is that we're missing out on. For example, if you're working full days, whether by choice or necessity, you probably won't be the mom who stops by her kids' class and volunteers all the time, or the mom who bakes homemade cupcakes for school events. And you've got to be okay with that. Don't be guilted. If you have to be away in the evening because of work-related commitments or meetings or networking, whatever it may be, you probably won't be sitting down to a family dinner before the kids go to bed. And if you're getting up early in the morning to work out before leaving for the day, you probably won't be staying up late with your partner binge-watching Netflix. Or at least I hope not, because we really need our sleep, you guys. Okay. So, if balance is not actually achievable, then what the heck are we supposed to do? Well, for one, we can prioritize our activities a little differently. Now, those things that bring us purpose, meaning, and significance are what we should be focusing on. Now, listen, time waits for no one. Do what you find the most fulfillment and purpose in every day. Doing so requires that we set goals and priorities and act on them. Now, as soon as we act on a priority or a goal, we shouldn't be surprised or disappointed when we temporarily get out of balance, giving disproportionate attention to that one thing for a period of time. The real challenge is knowing when to pursue the even combination of your pursuits and when to go to one extreme or the other to see something through. And when you do make the choice to act on a priority that takes you to an extreme for a little while until you accomplish that goal, never go so far to the extreme that you can't go back. You see, life is a constant act of counterbalancing, and successful counterbalancing requires mindfulness and awareness, which makes it even more important to be present in the moment. So when you're at home, be present at home. When you're at work, be present at work. And when you're at the gym doing your workout elsewhere, be present there. Many times as moms, we wish that we could be anywhere but where we are in that moment. So don't feel bad if this is you. Now, when we're away from our kids, we often wish that we could be with them. And when we're at home pulling our hair out, buried in diapers and housework, we wish we could be away and alone, even if it's just like a trip to Target. And nobody wins in that situation. We must be more consciously and purposely aware of being fully present wherever we are, because honestly, that's the only place that matters in the moment. And if something else were really that important or more important than whatever you're already doing, then go ahead and do that other thing instead of letting the thought or a guilt eat away at you inside. And when it comes down to it, life is separated into two categories: what matters most and everything else. So knowing this, we've got to take the much needed time to identify our priorities so we don't let the less important stuff take away from our most important stuff. The counterbalancing act is a big part of the sexy mama lifestyle. And without it, we'll be running around stressed out, exhausted, wondering why we're not achieving that perfect balance in life and feeling guilty over it. So take heart, mama, identify your priorities, act on them, and delightfully do the counterbalancing dance. Well, that's it for today. And thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.